Blessed be the name of the Lord. We praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, and we thank him for another opportunity. This is a privilege, my God, where we can come together in his presence. And tonight we are here to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. My God, Psalm 24 says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be he lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. And so tonight, as we gather in the presence of the King of glory, we shed ourselves of everything that wants to hold us down, and we worship him. Lord, tonight we are given the chance to worship him with our gifts, with the talents that he has placed upon each person. And so tonight we let go and let God. We praise the Lord. And at this time, I invite Sister Shanique to lead us into a time of devotion. Over to you, Sister Shanique.
Good night. Good evening again, everyone.
Good evening.
We have a few more people joining. All right, but nonetheless, let us begin. So again, let us give the Lord thanks for his grace and his mercies. You know, because of his grace and his mercy, we are able to meet here another Thursday night. Indeed, it is a wonderful privilege. Let's get into tonight's devotional exercise. And title of tonight's devotional is Confident Trust. And I will be reading from Hebrews 10, and I'm going to read from 35 through to 36. And it reads, so don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you need endurance, so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what was promised. And this is the word of the Lord. We honor it by saying, thanks be to God. Do we know how many times we have lost confidence in God because we lack patience and we lack endurance? Countless times for me, I have lack so much patience and confidence and endurance, like I don't even know what my next step is going to be. But this Hebrews verses reminds us of something powerful and something that is significant to our spiritual growth. The scripture says, Don't throw away your confidence. Why? Because your trust in God is not empty. It carries a reward. The rewards are not always visible. They are not always immediate, but they are certain. The rewards are certain. And that is a promise from God. Not me, not Sister Camille, not Sister Eulalie, but from the Word of God. And the rewards that we're talking about, they are not materialistic rewards. They are not. The rewards that were promised to us include salvation, eternal life, faithfulness, and bold access to God. And in your spare time, you can go back and read the entire Hebrews chapter 10, and you will learn more about these. They are hidden, they are there in the passage. We don't need to have all the answers on how to access these rewards. We just need to have confident trust, knowing who holds the answers. We don't have to have a reason. We don't have any reason at all to not have confident trust in God. God shed his blood on the cross. He died for our sin. He never did anything wrong, but our sin. And that is more than enough for us to trust him.
Amen.
That is more than enough for us to anchor our trust in him. But I know the human nature in us sometimes make it so hard for us to do. But it's something that we have to be intentional about. We
Amen.
have to make up our minds to be intentional about it. Confident trust is choosing to stand firm even when emotions are unstable. It's about believing that God is still working even when we can't see the outcome as yet. It's about enduring when plans are falling apart, prayers are being delayed, people getting on our last nerves, and the uncertainty starts to creep in, you know? But verse 36 tells us that we need to have patience so that after we have done the will of God, we will receive what he promised. So we have to endure to the very end, to the last. No matter how hard things get, we are to continue to trust in him. Not transactional trust, no, where we pray for something and in our prayers we outline what we want, when we want it, how we want it, you know, pretty much putting a timeline on everything. No, we're not talking about the transactional trust. We are talking about, and sometimes when these things don't happen, no, we get really mad with God, like we throw dirty water in a God face because it never happened to us. And that is not the trust that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the confident trust that even when the thing don't happen, you still know that with God's time, on God's time, it will happen. And I am guilty. I am guilty of this. And I don't believe I'm the only one who is guilty of this transactional trust. I don't think I'm the only one, you know. And to be honest, brothers and sisters, if that's how we define trust in God, then we have to go back to his word. And tonight I am saying, don't throw away your confident trust in God. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know it's hard, but don't do it. Throw away whatever it is that you want to throw away, but do not throw away the confident trust in God because he will never fail us. I know people have failed us, a close friend, our parents, our siblings, our husband, you know, our even our church members, you know, they have failed us. But let us not project that failure onto God. He is faithful. Not only is he faithful, he is good, and he has an amazing sovereign way of even taking the most painful, heartbreaking situation and use it for his glory. And I want us to believe that tonight, that sometimes it doesn't matter what we are going through, God has a way of turning around that situation for his glory. Hold on to your confidence in God. Guard it, stand on it, because in due season, what you trusted God for will come to pass. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. Most righteous and eternal God, our Father, we honor you tonight, mighty God. We lift you up this morning. We lift you up tonight, mighty God. We glorify your name, Jesus. There is none like you and none to compare, mighty God. None before you and none after you, mighty God. You are the great high priest, mighty God. You are the I am that I am, mighty God. And we thank you tonight, mighty God, that we can put our trust in you, mighty God, knowing, divine God, that whatever we ask of you, mighty God, it shall come to pass. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, mighty God, that you, Almighty God, is faithful. You alone, mighty God, is loving and kind, mighty God. You are amazing. You never fail us, mighty God, and never will fail, mighty God. The songwriter said, Lord, you hold no track record of failing. And tonight, mighty God, we thank you for the assurance of that promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us and that we can put our trust in you. We thank you this tonight, mighty God, that while we put our trust in you, mighty God, we will put our trust in you, mighty God, that is full of confidence, mighty God. I pray, divine God, that tonight, mighty God, where our trust, mighty God, may have been dimmed, mighty God, where it is not there where it is to be, mighty God. I pray, divine God, that you help us to build that confident trust in you, mighty God, that even when things seems hard, things seems dark and dampened, mighty God, that you will uplift us, mighty God. You will strengthen us. You will open our eyes, mighty God. You will lift our feet, mighty God, and plant them on firm front on firm soil, mighty God. Divine God, tonight, mighty God, I thank you for this awesome opportunity, mighty God, to bring a word to your people, mighty God. And I pray, divine God, that you will bring a it will be, mighty God, a blessing, mighty God, unto them, mighty God, something for them to carry with them, mighty God. Heavenly Father, tonight, divine God, I ask that you purge us, you cleanse us, you purify us, mighty God. Forgive us of our sins, mighty God. Anoint us, mighty God, from the crown of our very from the crown of our head, mighty God, to the sole of our very feet, mighty God. I pray, Almighty God, that you will search us, mighty God, creating us, mighty God, renewing us, mighty God, new spirit, mighty God. Heavenly Father, where there are lies, mighty God, I pray that you replace them with truth this morning, mighty God. Where hope is lost, mighty God, we pray that you restore it, divine God. We thank you
In
for
the
our
name of
mindset change, mighty
Jesus,
God. We thank you for our transformation, mighty God.
take
We
that.
thank you, Holy God, that you are with us tonight, mighty God. You are
Jesus.
worshiping with us, mighty God. Heavenly Father, tonight, Divine Father, we place each and every one on this platform into your hands, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever their stories, whatever their situation is, mighty God, you know, mighty God, I pray, Divine God, that you will bless us individually and
In
collectively, mighty God.
Jesus'
I place,
name.
mighty God, our consistent leaders into your hands, mighty God, for always
Jesus.
making this a possibility, mighty God. We thank you, Divine God, that you have given them, mighty God, the strength, the endurance that they need, mighty God, to show up. To show up, mighty God, to always be working behind the scenes, mighty God. Heavenly Father, we may not know everything that they do behind the scenes. And I know from time to time, Lord, it gets hard and it
Jesus.
becomes challenging. But divine God, we continue to look to you, that you will continue to show them with your strength, mighty God. And that, mighty
Amen.
God, they will
Yes.
not fail, but continue to work for you, mighty God. We pray that divine God, that all glory, all honor, and praise will be returned to your kingdom, mighty God,
Hallelujah,
and that we'll continue to
Jesus.
live for you. As we continue tonight's program, mighty God, I place it into your hands, divine God, and we give you great thanks for all that you have done, all that you're about to do. And if there's anything I fail of asking you tonight, Lord, I pray that you'll grant it unto us, and I tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
So I'm going to leave you with this song. I'm going to ask Sister Camille to play Trust in God for us. And I pray that the truth of this song will be cemented in our hearts tonight.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit. washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Bless the Lord. Trust in God. He will never fail. That hints tonight's devotion, people of God. Just remember, do not throw away your confident trust in God. I will now hand over to Elder Eulalie to continue tonight's program.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Shanique. We bless the Lord for his word tonight, you know, and we thank him. I thank you so much for that song. It has been my theme, and I just want to glorify God. We bless the Lord, people of God, and I'll hand over to Sister Camille now, tonight's moderator. Over to you, Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Are we ready, people of God? Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready?
Bless the Lord.
No, man, we don't sound ready at all. Let me ask that again. Are we? Yes, you can send up an emoji. You can unmute your mic. But I want a response from you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
God, I am ready. I am excited. I am looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward for, you know, the talented people to come to the front and to just showcase what God has blessed them with. Who can sing, go and sing. And who can sing, let me go and dance. And who can dance, go and worship like David or say poem or whatever it is that you are here to do. I am excited. And if you are not yet excited, guess what? Get on the boat, because this boat of excitement is going towards glory. Yes, the glory of Almighty God. So get ready. And if you're not excited in your spirit yet, come on, stir up your spirit and say, come on, spirit. It's time to now get excited. We're going to worship the Lord, showcasing our talents tonight in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. I want to use this opportunity to welcome each of you to our Thursday night service here at Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. It is a pleasure to have you worshiping with us. You know, if you had not sent out the message to anybody yet, we still have a good time, right? So just take up the phone and send it to two or three persons. We have space. Amen. For persons to join us and just enjoy this time in the presence of the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, come on, now is the time. And if you've done it already, send it to somebody else. Amen? But whatever you do, make sure, because how will they know to join if somebody don't invite them? Think about it. Send them the link, send them the flyer, send them the video, whatever it is. But just invite somebody, because tonight promises to be a wonderful night in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. So welcome. Feel free to be a part of tonight's proceedings. We have no criteria in terms of what the performance must be. If you have a talent, this is the place to showcase it. Amen. So you think of, even if you hadn't read a lot, you know your Bible, you know a character, you hadn't put anything together, it's still a good time now to come and just free flow as the Holy Spirit leads you. Amen? Sometimes these performances are the best ones, the ones that weren't really planned. Amen? Praise God. And so I'm looking forward tonight to seeing all of you just come out and just do what the Lord has inspired you to do. Amen. And give him glory in the meantime. And so just before we get into taking the performance, and I urge you, get ready, get ready. You don't know who I'm going to call on. So prepare yourself. Because if I open the floor and I don't hear anybody, you best believe that Sister Camille going to call names. In Jesus' name. And because you are a child of God, and because you're obedient and you did your homework, you're going to come out and, you know, showcase that talent to the glory of Almighty God. But let us just set the pace with this song. And I want you to listen. I want you to enjoy it and just, you know, sing along with it if you know. Send up some emoji. Just react. But just get yourself ready. Amen? Praise God. I pause it because make sure you're listening. You know, I will stop the song and just say, Elder Edwards, and you have to sing on with the song, you know, based on where the song was. So please make sure you're paying attention. Please make sure I have your undivided attention, all right? Because when I call you, I want you to just unmute your mic and just sing where the song stopped, all right? All right, let's go.
And these are the days of your servant. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Tekenisha.
Shining like the sun, at the trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, inside of Zion's mountain, come, come.
All right, Sister Dawn, God bless you. Beautiful singing, praise God. Brother Nigel.
There is no God like Jehovah. Come in,
Brother Nigel.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah.
There is no God like Jehovah. Unmute and just say hallelujah.
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 There's
no God like
Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory to God. I hope we're warmed up enough and we are ready. Because guess what? I am ready now to take our first performance for the night. Who will break the ice? Do we have a volunteer? Who wants to go first? Because remember, I'm not going to call names. All right, I'm opening up the floor. Who wants to go first? Go right ahead and take it away. Nobody? All right, let's choose a name. Sister Chantel, I'm going to call you out and put you on the spot. Sister Chantel Burton, we are ready to hear from you now, my sister. Yes, man, cheer her on. Give her, send up some emojis and give her some claps.
The Lord says, I am here, but I am not ready as yet.
Sister Chantel.
Bless the Lord. Yes.
All right. Let me do it.
I give. I will sing it back.
Okay. So we're coming back to you, Sister Chantel. Listen, ready or not, here it comes. Is what the game name, you know. Because I'm calling names now. Right? Ready or not, here it comes. And the winner of this round is, drum roll, please, Sister Pamela. Go, Sister Pamela. Woohoo! Cheer on, Sister Pamela, people of God. Cheer her on. Send up some emoji. All right, Sister Pamela, take it away.
All right, Sister Pamela, I'm not 100.
We're here, man. Come on, you can do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, play back that song. Come back to me. 2 minutes. I'm gone. My phone is there. Using my, I'm trying to get my computer. Just
all right.
Give me 5 minutes, please.
Pamela, you just you miss it by the skin of your teeth.
No,
Sister
I'm
Pamela.
Going to do it. Just play back that song, the chorus, and I'll come
okay.
back.
All right, Sister Pamela.
Just play the chorus for me. I'm coming back.
And these are the days of.
All right. Ready now, Sister Pamela?
Sister Camille, good night.
Good night, Sister Dawn.
What's the assignment, though? What are we supposed to do?
Okay, so you can choose a Bible character. Let's say you love David, right?
Okay.
And you're going to think about the life of David and, you know, all that David would have done in the Bible. And you're supposed to present his life in a creative way. It could be a song that you make up, could be a dub poem, could be a regular poem, whatever you choose to do. It could be a drama piece. Just showcase whatever talents you have. And tell about the life of that person. Yes. So this is something that we've been looking towards for about 3 weeks now. And, you know, we sent it out for the persons who have a chance to read up and prepare. And so tonight would be the night that we come on and share.
All right.
We'll give you a little bit more time because you're new. But we'll still take you.
Yeah, I was not aware of it, but I will choose Daniel. I want to sing a little song about Daniel.
Go, Mrs. Dunn. Go, Sister Dunn. Okay. Go.
Standing by a purpose rule, heeding God's command, honor them the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm and dare to make it known. Many mighty men are lost, daring not to stand, who for God has been a host by joining Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm and dare to make it known.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. Let us celebrate the Sister Dawn. Send out some emoji on mute and just shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Dare to
bless
be a
Daniel. Bless the Lord. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. And we know how difficult it is sometimes to be able to stand alone, don't it? Yes, man, but we are reminded, dear, to stand alone. God bless you, Sister Dawn. Thank you for breaking the ice for us. And so now we are ready. Yes, man, full-fledged, full force. We're going forward in Jesus' name. Are we ready? Sister Pamela? Sister Chantel? All right, Sister Kenesha?
Oh, bless the Lord.
Okay, all right. We'll take Sister Chantel and then we'll see afterwards. Go, Sister Burton. All right. I thought that meant you were ready, sis.
Give me a fact. My phone is back and forth, and I'm on my phone, so give me another second. But I have a point, Sister Camille.
All right, Sister Chantel. The others of us get ready. You don't want me to call your name and you're not ready. All right. All right, as Sister Chantel prepare, Elder Edwards, go.
Praise the Lord, people of God.
Bless the Lord.
May I go try a thing, you know? But me want enough to take the message. Not listen to the voice or any other thing. Just take the message from this. Amen. Make me tell you a little story. Oh, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She had a baby boy named Jesus, born in a Bethlehem of Judea. And destroyed him in a warm manger. But she rocked the baby to sleep. One long time ago, beneath the starry skies, in David's town so small, one little baby did born to save us all. Sent with love so deep and true, come to bring pardon to me. And you, Christ the Lord, the Savior, come, bring light and hope to everyone. The picnic grew with wisdom deep, him words so strong, him spirit sweet. When him turned 12, him inna the place, with the doctor them attack face to face. Him ask them question, an answer to them shock to see what him could do. Then by River Jordan, him John baptized. Heaven open, love full disguise. 40 days, him fast and pray, getting ready for the righteous way. When him reach 30, him start fi teach about love and truth. Him always preach. Him heal the sick, make the blind fi see, cast out demons, set the captives free. Him raise the dead, him calm the sea, show God's power to all fi see. Him choose 12 disciples to walk by him side, guiding them on steadily, day and night. But not all of them true. Some heart did stray. One sell him out for silver pay. One deny him, say, I don't know him. 3 times before the cock crowing. Not everybody did like him. Do a truth him bring. So them plot and plan to stop the king. Give us Barabbas, away with him. They shout and sing, showing no mercy to the King of Kings. Pilate, look, him eyes them sharp. See no guilt, yet played his part. What him do, him ask again. But here too loud, it drown out sense. Them kneel him pon the cross, fi dead. Put a crown of thorn pon him head. Sell him heart full up of grace. Love shine bright upon him face. Pon the cross, him whisper low. Father forgive, soft and slow. Crowd a shout. The sky turned gray. Love still shine through darkest day. Blood afar like mercy rain drops. Wash away the world, guilt and stain. Breath grew short, the struggle done. Him say, it finished, victory won. But death couldn't hold him in at the ground. Pan the third day, joy resound. Him rise again. The grave defeat, victory sweet, complete, complete. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. Him gone a heaven, but him say, him soon come back one blessed day. For all who trust and believe in him, eternal life, no end, no dim. So remember this. And hold it tight. He's coming back. Just make it right. Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, people of God. Let us, you know, give Elder Edward some reaction. Let us unmute and just cheer her on. That was very well done. Very well done. Where are my people? Come on. Let us unmute and cheer her on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God. That was, yes.
That was very well done.
Very well done. Very well done. I agree, Brother Brandon. That was brilliant. Yes. Up from the grave he arose. I remember that part. To save us. I know the concept. I can't remember the wording. But I know this. She said something about to save us and something about them. Amen. Praise God. But we bless the Lord. Can you guess the legend? Which legend did Elder Edwards do? Because she didn't call her name. Jesus. Yes. The greatest legend of them all. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Elder Edwards. That was well done. Praise God. We have talents, man. Yes, the legend of all legends. Praise God. All right, are we ready to go forward? Who's ready? Who's ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, go ahead. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
This is a quick poem. Bless the Lord, saints.
Bless God.
Bless the Lord, Sister Chantel.
Sorry. In quiet fields where shadows lay, a shepherd boy would kneel and pray. With harp in hands and song so deep, he watched the flock, the Lord his keep. No crown of gold upon his head, just faith and oil the prophet shed. Chosen not for height or might, he was the smallest, but faith was in his sight. For a heart that sought the light he had, a giant roared, the earth did shake. The bravest men began to break. Yet he stood with steady aim, stone and a sling, one God and fearless flame. The battle won, not by sword, but by the sun. For faith can fell what fear makes tall, and just trust in God outstands it all. He fell at times, many times, but he rose again. For mercy met him where he cried, and grace stood ever at his side. A shepherd still, though he was crowned king, his psalms through ages softly sing. The Lord's my guide. I shall not fear. I shall not fear. I shall not fear. Bless the Lord.
Amen. The Lord is my guide. Say it with me. I shall not fear. I shall not fear. Who is the legend that Sister Chantel presented on?
David.
Amen. And Sister Chantel, you had them at Shepherd Boy. The moment I see person start putting it in the chat. But can we send up some love to Sister Chantel? Well done, Sister Chantel. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Are we ready to hear some more? If you're ready to hear some more, say some more.
Some more.
Bless the Lord. All right. Very good. Who will our next person be? Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Sister Allison.
Okay, hold on. The velvet robes were heavy, a golden weight to bear. A crown of silent jewels rest upon braided hair. But beauty was the curtain, and grace was but the gate to a moment where a whispered word would decide a nation's fate. She did not seek the spotlight, nor the scepter's lethal glow. She was a daughter of the exiled, with a secret none could know. But when the shadows deepened and the gallows started tall, she stood within the gap for those who had no voice at all. If I perish, then I perish, the legends quite cry. A woman born for starlight under a dark and heavy sky. She proves that courage isn't found in a sword or iron might, but in the soul that dares to step from the shadow to the light.
Excellent. Excellently done, Sister Allison. Bless the Lord. Anybody knows who Sister Allison did?
Yes, Sister Camille.
Who did Sister Allison do?
Esther.
Sister Allison, are they correct?
All right.
Are they correct, Sister Allison?
Yes. If I perish, I perish, but I must see the king.
Bless the Lord. Yes, it's indeed Sister Esther. Yes, and it's nice to meet you tonight, Sister Esther Allison. It's nice to meet you. Bless the Lord. We met the legend, Sister Esther. All right. That was good. All right. Next person. Who's ready?
Me.
All right. Minister Lynette, take it away.
Woo-hoo. Me invisible hand. Me wore a rainbow on my back. I give that Fuller brothers hate. They saw a dreamer in the field and plotted there to steal me fate. The wild beasts took him, so they lie. While I was sell for silver coin. In Egypt thus a servant's toil, with heavy chains around my loin. From master's house to prison cell, I walk the path of false accused. But in the dark, I read the stars and gave the king morning news. The lean years came, the fat years fled. The grain was piled like golden sand. And those who sell me came to beg, come to beg, with empty sacks and trembling hand. I went behind a curtain wall. Before I looked, then in the eye. What you meant for evil, I declare, God meant it for life, so none would die.
Amen. Who did Minister Lynette do? Tell me. Joseph. Just shout it out if you know.
Joseph.
Yes. Bless the Lord. And I see some persons putting it in the chat. Bless Amen. The Lord. Yes. Sister Chantel, when I heard Minister Lynette, I remember yours the last time from the pit to the prison to the palace. Yes, man. It's Brother Joseph. Nice to meet you, Brother Joseph. Lynette Legister tonight. Met the legend. Yes. Indeed, indeed, yes, indeed. Yes. Bless the Lord. I think it was Sister Chantal that said she was ready. Sister Chantal, the floor is yours, my sister.
Good night, everyone. Are you hearing me clearly? Because I'm kind of having a little internet issue.
Well, you're loud and clear, sis.
All right, good, good, good. All right, so I want to play an instrumental while I do it, so hopefully it's not overpowering me. Are you hearing me and the instrumental?
Well, we're hearing you.
You're hearing the instrumental now?
No.
No? Wait, let me see. Let me go again. Let me put it closer to the speaker. Right. You're hearing it now? No? No way. I'll have to do it a cappella. Oh my goodness. It's well, my show, my. It's well, my show. All right. All right. So let me try going on. Hold on. Let me say, hold on tight. Even when you can't feel your might. Me say, hold on. Me say, hold on tight. Even when you can't feel your. All right. Me a top boat a man. Is everyone hearing me? Or am I?
You're breaking up, sis. It's not clear.
My phone. I think that's probably the problem. Hold on just a second. Go back. Give me a minute. Are you hearing me better now?
Yes. Yes, sis.
Let me go again. All right. I wonder if I could. Oh, I was going to do it with that. Let me go again. All right. Hold on, Mr. Hold on tight. Even when you can't feel your might. Hold on, Mr. Hold on tight. Even when you can't feel your might. Me a talk about a man, so listen keen. One of the strongest I ever been seen. Not by muscle, me say, not by might, but by the faith to hold him through the night. Me a talk but a man way clean and true. Walk straight parting all him do. Blessing flow, life looks so bright. Everything good, yes, in him sight. But watch you know. Oh, things just change. Life turn up, get really strange. One by one, it take away all. From standing high to a sudden fall. Whoa, me a talk about a man in pain. Tears drop fast like pouring rain. Picnic gone and house mashed down. Grief and sorrow all around. Hey. I may say, hold on tight. Even when you can't feel your might. Me say, hold on, me say, through the pain. Praise the Lord, praise Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Me a talk but a man. Body weak, sores and suffering, no relief. Sit in a ashes and dust on him skin, still hold faith deep within. Them say, yo, why you not let go? Curse God now, just make it go. But him stand firm, stand truly worn, faith still strong, though him torn. Naked me come, hey, him cry. Naked me leave when the time pass by. The Lord give and him take it away. Still him a bless me come what it may. Me a talk about a man tested real, more than most could ever feel. Yet him heart never did break. Still praising God through the heartache. Yes. Yes, so who is this man? Can you recall a name we echo through it all? A legend we strung from Bible days, still alive in faith and prayers. I mean, hold on tight. Even when me can't feel me might, me a hold on. I me say, through me pain, me a praise the Lord, praise Jesus' name. Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Come on, hold on. We a hold on tight. All when me can't feel me might, we a hold on. And a praise through with pain. Something like that, we praise Jesus' name. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Chantal, who was the legend?
Job.
Yes, man, it was Brother Job. Me too, you know, Sister Kenisha. I had to listen. That was a very good one, Sister Chantal. Very, very good. Can we bless the Lord? Can we shout hallelujah on the platform? Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so I'm going to play just a little part of this song. And I want you to listen to it. And I want you to listen to the names of some legend that you hear coming out. And you can go ahead and put them in the chat. All right. Sing along with it if you know. And let us just exalt the name of Jesus together.
Come along, we're having a glorious time. We're going to the city where moonlight never shines. I do not know, I cannot tell, but others will be there. God himself will be a light to guide you along the way. Abraham and Isaac, Felix and Elijah, Moses, Joshua, Daniel from the den. Paul and Barabbas waiting for the master. There's many more than I can tell. We're inviting you all to come along. We're having a glorious time. We're going to the city where moonlight never shines. I do not know, I cannot tell, but others will be there. God himself will be a light to guide you along the way.
All right, bless the Lord. I see a lot coming in the chat, man. I see Abraham, Moses, Paul, Peter, Barabbas, Elijah, Peter again, Abraham again, Isaac. But we miss out some man. You know the song? Abraham and Isaac.
Daniel. Well,
Daniel in the lion dead. Lion den. Moses, Joshua. Nobody said Joshua.
Joshua, it's Felix and Elijah.
Felix and Elijah. Moses, Joshua, Daniel in the lion den, Peter, Paul, and Barnabas waiting for the master. I think that is everybody, right? And those are some of the legends that we're looking forward to meet I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to meet, and I have some specifically that I want to meet when we make it into heaven. Amen. Bless the Lord. But until that time comes, we're going to continue to meet the legends here on Prayer Portal platform. I'm going to open the floor for those of us who, you'd have prepared and you come and you want to share. Go right ahead and share. Sister Kenesha, you ready? All right. Anybody else ready?
Go.
All right, go ahead,
Yeah.
Sister Terry.
Good night. Sister Kenesha, are you ready?
All right,
Yes, I can go. What are you saying? Are you ready? Are you? I can
yeah, man,
go.
I'm ready. I was, well, you can go. I was saying I'm ready, but you can go, sis.
No, it's all right. Go ahead, since you are first.
Okay. Another day turning into another week. Another week turning into months. A month turning into years. How much longer will I go through this? How much longer will I go through this? How much longer will I go through this, oh Lord? Wait. Who's that? Is that Jesus they're calling? The man where healed the sick? The man where raised the dead? I wonder if.
Who touched me?
It is I, Lord. I touched thee.
My daughter, rise. Go now, for your faith has made you free.
Am healed. I am healed. After 10 years, I am healed.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Can we send up some reactions for Sister Kenesha? That was good. That was good. Sister Kenesha, you had me thinking, and I'm saying, who is this lady? Well, who did Sister Kenesha do? Anybody?
The woman with the issue of blood.
The woman with the issue of blood. Indeed, a legend. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Sister Kenesha, woman who no longer have the issue of blood. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well done. Well done. Well done. Sister Shanique. Oh no, Sister Terry, I believe. And then it's
Yes.
Sister Shanique. Okay, Sister Shanique. All right. Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Good night.
Good night, sis.
Can you hear my background music?
No, sis. No.
What is? Can I send it and you play it for me on the screen and I sing it? Just the
Okay.
rhythm.
Yes.
And let somebody go ahead of me,
All right, no
please.
problem. All right, so while Sister Terry gets ready, Sister Shanique, you ready? Is that Shanique?
Am here, sis. Sis, look at your phone.
The Bible legend, sis.
Okay. All right, I have a very short poem. I left what I knew behind. I was not born here. I was planted here. I followed even when I was unsure. I stayed when it was hard. I have known the silence of empty arms. I didn't have much, but I kept going anyway. I chose to be loyal. I chose to trust God. Where you go, I will go, is what I told her. I worked with what I had and didn't give up. Gathering hope in small moments, finding favor in unfamiliar fields, and building a future with steady faith. I am the welcome outsider. I am the restored widow. I am.
Who is Sister Shani?
Ruth.
Yes.
I am Ruth.
All right. Very good, Sister Shani. You know, we have talent here at Prayer Portal. Yes, man. We bless the Lord for opportunities like this. Amen. So that we can see the talents coming out. Bless the Lord. And so I'm looking forward to something again like this. Amen. Anybody else looking forward to? I'm looking forward.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. That was beautifully done. Beautifully done, Sister Shanique. And it's nice to meet you, Sister Shanique. Ruth. Amen. As a legend. Bless the Lord. And so, as I get ready now to share this for Sister Terry, ask her to get ready to come forward in Jesus' name. But in the meantime, let us send up some emoji for Sister Shanique. Amen. I don't know if I copy the right thing. Let us send up some emoji for Sister Shanique. Bless the Lord. I'm not. It's giving me a little challenge here to get the thing to play. All right. All right, in the meantime, while I do this, is anybody else ready? And I have a surprise for you, and I have a special lineup, and I want to get to it. But I really want to do this one first, and then we get to the lineup that I have. Anybody ready to go? Sister Pamela, you ready now?
Okay. Yes, Sister Camille.
All right, take it away.
Go away.
It's okay. It's all right.
Good night, everyone.
Good
I'm
night.
Not a singer, but try and sign. Okay, I do a little sign language. That's okay. I'll sit because I don't have anywhere tall again. I'll try. Okay, so good night. I'll try a little signing. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
I didn't get a video, Sister Pamela.
Oh, I did get. Oh my. Okay, can you ask someone to go ahead and come in? Please, I'm so sorry.
All right, Sister Pamela, no problem. We're having some challenges tonight, but it's okay. We're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. Amen. And so even though it might not go the way we want it, there's just freedom to worship and just exalt the name of Jesus together. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. I'm going to just pause for a second. And I told you I had a little surprise for you. So I'm going to ask some individuals who we had spoken earlier to, you know, get ready because now is the time. And so, Sister Terry, I'm going to come back to you and Sister Pamela, given that I can, you know, pull up what I need to for you guys. But in the interest of time, I'm going to ask those persons now to come forward and get ready to go. I don't know, Sister Chantal, who's going to be the first person? I'm not sure. Should I just call names?
Sister Shanique or Sister Tamoya might be ready.
Go ahead, Sister Tamoya.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
And I begin. Who can find a virtuous woman? I have. No, I mean, we have. A woman who's of value by all means by far supersedes that of rubies, a mouthpiece, a vessel, unpicked, fashioned by God to shepherd his flock. A woman who was made for such a time as this. Her journey with God started 9 years ago. Throughout these years, she endured tests, trials, battles, but her testimonies prove that with God, she always stands on the side of victory. She keeps reminding us, and I quote, "Virgin, Jesus sweet, you know, Jesus sweet." We not have to do it alone. One song man always say, "Burdens are lifted at Calvary." She is clothed with strength and dignity. This is evidenced in her preachings, teachings, exhortations, and most importantly, she lives a life that embodies the character of God. Yes, she not only talks, but lives Christ. Persons close to me can attest to this. I've always allotted to her the accolade of being heaven bound. Yeah, I always say she's one of the persons me sure of make it in heaven, simply because of the way she lives her life that depicts the image of God, with the fruits of the Spirit embedded in her heart. Her every conversation is seasoned with grace. She'll remind you and leave you mesmerized, hypnotized, and if you're unprepared, maybe traumatized, with the insight, wisdom, knowledge, and fear of God. A vessel of honor she is, as she humbly avails herself to be used by God. She is a God send me kind of woman, as you'll often see her showing up for a damsel in distress. Whenever you need a light, you'll see her marching in with a brightly lit lamp in hand. She carries a fire that easily turns a flicker into a flame and effortlessly sets everyone around her ablaze. A prayer warrior, an intercessor. Whenever she opens her mouth, she speaks with intention, precision, and power. She frustrates the kingdom of darkness and strips hell of its power. Her children arise and calls her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. She provides a safe harbor for everyone to be seen, to feel seen and valued. Her patient response as she anticipates what her loved ones need before they even ask. Speaking of loved ones, the way she flamboyantly displays the radiance of her new purified joy, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Prayer portal to Heaven International Ministries. Let's give her the fruits of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Woman of God, we love and appreciate you. We declare you immensely blessed. Can you guess who it is?
Sister Camille.
Sister Elder Edwards.
Yeah,
it is Elder Edwards.
The two Elder Elders are Sister Camille.
Sister Camille has one child. She said children.
Yes.
That's what threw me off, but I don't know how many kids Elder Edwards had.
And those who would have known the 9 years of her journey with God.
Sister yes. Camille. Is it Sister Camille?
Don't come in.
No, it's Elder Edwards.
Years.
No, it's Sister Elder Edwards is
9 years.
19.
All right, so that's
13 years.
Sister Camille.
It's 13 years.
When I thought children, Sister Camille, I wasn't thinking of literal children. So that's why I thought of you. I'm like, okay, those, you know.
Yes.
All right.
I got it a long time ago when I wrote Sister Camille, bless
what
you.
What is Elder Edwards, minister?
But you are 8 years.
Mine is 9 years.
Eh?
This month.
That's Elder. Okay.
Yes, but it's Elder. There's a mix-up. It's 13 years, but it's okay. All right. And so I wanted to celebrate a prior portal legend tonight. Not just, you know, not just from the Bible, but a living legend. And this person is none other than Elder Edwards. Can we put our hands together and bless the Lord for the woman of God?
We appreciate and love you, Elder Edwards.
Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Elder Edwards is more than 30.
Amen. Amen.
Wait.
Sister
Elder
Camille?
Edwards is 17 years.
Yes.
17.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. When I started, when Sister Tamaya just started, I was saying, oh, that sound like me so. But then we hear the 9 years.
Yes.
So I said, no, it's not 70, me.
It's 2009.
2009.
My bad. I think I'm the one who told Sister Tamoya 2009. I don't know if she got it wrong when I told her. But
bless
we appreciate you, Elder Edward.
I did.
Bless the Lord. We praise the Lord, people of God.
Bless
God.
The Lord. Amen. We appreciate you and all that you continue to bring to the ministry. Amen. And we want you to know that we look to you as a legend. Yes. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. All right.
All glory to God.
Praise God. Sister Shanique, are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Shanique.
All right. Are you hearing the instrumental in the background? No.
No.
Not at all.
No. Not at all. Nothing.
Better? No. Nothing? All right. I guess I have to do the instrumental. Are you still hearing me?
Yes, sis.
I am hearing you.
All right. So I guess I have to do the instrumental. That doesn't sound cool, but oh well. All right. There was once a young lady named Sister Paula, weary, burdened, and quietly breaking on the inside. From the outside, she looked fine, but deep within, she felt stuck and lost. She felt like her feet were trapped in the miry clay. Every step forward pulled her deeper. Sister Paula's thoughts were heavy. Her spirit was tired, and hope felt out of reach. Day after day,
She tried to find her way out, but she struggled. She became tired and exhausted. Until one day, someone noticed not just her appearance, but her spirit. God sent someone, a vessel, who didn't judge, but encouraged. This legend of God obeyed the Holy Spirit and drew near with compassion to Sister Paula. The legend spoke, not loudly, but with gentle, quiet authority. Lift your eyes, my sister. God has not forgotten about you. If there was ever a time you need to look to the Lord, it is now. David said, the Lord brought him up also out of the harbor pit, out of the miry clay, and set his feet upon a rock. So you see, Sister Paula, the mud is not your final destination. It is not your final place. And the legend prayed, not casually, not hurriedly, but earnestly. The legend stood in the gap, interceded, and called on God, like someone who knew without a doubt that a breakthrough was coming, as the prayer was sealed with several confirmatory, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And something began to shift. Little by little, Sister Paula's eyes began to soften, her strength returned, and the grip of the miry clay began to loosen. Clarity came and hope restored. Soon after, Sister Paula, who once felt stuck, was standing again, steady, restored, and lifted. She had a testimony, not because she pulled herself out, but because someone was willing to intercede on her behalf, encourage her, and point her back to God. My brothers and sisters, don't this legend sit among us tonight? Doesn't this story sound familiar? Can anyone guess who this legend is?
Is it Elder Edward?
Is it Deacon Scott?
This time I hope my guess is right. Sister Camille.
Deacon Scott, I believe. The yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
And the obedience.
Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. The legend in this story is indeed Deacon Scott, a man who prays, a man who leads, who is patient and willing, a man of God who gives a listening ear and lifts others from their broken places, a man of God who encourages his brothers and sisters to live for God. Yes, Deacon Scott is indeed a meek man of God, and we are grateful to have him. On behalf of the entire Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, we want to say a big thank you, Deacon Scott. Thank you for your prayers, your consistency, your discipleship, your heart to stand in the gap for others. Your encouragements have lifted many.
Amen.
And your faith continues to point us to God. We appreciate you. Thank you. And may God continue to bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Shani. God bless you, Deacon. I know Deacon is not able to unmute at this time. And, you know, it's... Oh, God, you put it so nicely together, Sister Shanique. You couldn't have said it better. When you talk about committed, I'm just adding my, you know, few cents to it. Committed, you know, man of God. This is who you're talking about, Deacon Scott. He is on the road. He's not, I don't even know if he's supposed to be on the platform because he's driving. But because of his commitment, he's still on the platform. And Deacon, we want you to know from Prayer Portal, I'm just echoing what Sister Shanique has said, that you are a blessing to us. And this ministry is forever grateful to have you serving with us, serving on the leadership. Yeah, man, send up some emoji and just let the man of God, you know, just take in that love and appreciation. while he is here and serving and alive and well. We bless the Lord for you, Deacon. Thank you for answering that call. Thank you for being a source of strength to us here at Prayer Portal. God bless you. We love and we appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you, Deacon. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sister Chantal, are you ready?
Yes, sis. I'll go ahead. Bless the Lord, everyone, again. All right. So I'm going to do this in a little song. All right. So, you are committed to serving Jesus, always on the go, but always present. You never seek for praise or glory, yet your light always shine. You are a legend, you are a legend, you are a legend, bold and strong. You are a legend, you are a legend, shining your light for everyone. Always ready to stand for others, you never turn away. You fight in prayer, you love in action every day. A listening ear when hearts are heavy, you hear us loud and low. And you always remind us God is good in our brethren. Yeah, yeah. You are a legend. You are a legend. You are a legend, bold and strong. You are a legend, you are a legend, shining your light for everyone. Listen to me now. She little but you tell her, she little but you tell her, she little but you tell her. Hey, she little but you tell her, she little but you tell her. She little but you tell her what, she little but you tell her what, she little but you tell her what. She is a woman of God, and we all know. Tell me now, who is she? Who is she?
Sister Camille.
Oh, no, 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 that's not her.
Sister Nadine.
Sister Nadine.
Yes.
Nadine. She is the legend we all know.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. And I must apologize for her absence tonight, but she'll go back and listen to the recording. You know, okay. She was here to say, God is good in a brethren. That's what she would normally, that's what she would normally say. But Sister Nadine, I know that you will be listening to this and, you know, on behalf. Sorry, Sister Chantal, you finish?
Yeah, I was just going to say what you're going to say, but you can't continue. Yes, on behalf of Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, we just want to thank you, Sister Nadine, for your committed attitude, your drive, your determination, your love for others and for serving God. You have served in many ways. Your prayers have been powerful towards this ministry, you know, intercessing on our behalf, encouraging us with such strong encouragement. We just want to tell you that we appreciate you. We thank you, and may the Lord continue to bless you richly and abundantly. May he continue to shine upon you and through you and cover you and your family in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And I second what you say, Sister Chantal, you know, Sister Nadine, from the membership and from the leadership desk too, from Sister Camille personally, I want you to know how grateful I am, you know, to have you right next to me serving the Lord. I can always rest on you for strength. You know, the ministry can pull from you in our times of struggle, always lifting up us in prayer. And we want you to know that we are grateful to have you. We appreciate you and we thank you for your presence. You continue to serve, you continue to remain committed. And so we bless the Lord for you, Sister Nadine. God bless you. and we love you. There are some persons in the chat who are saying, God bless you. Bless you, Sister Nadine. I think that's Sister Terry and Elder Edwards, other members, you know, just expressing their love to you, Sister Nadine. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. I think we have Brother Nigel. Are you ready?
I am ready. Can you hear me?
Bless the Lord. Go ahead.
The Lord, with heart so full, we rise today to honor you in a special way, a woman of strength, of grace, of light, a faithful soldier in God's great fight. You are a legend, devoted and true, a vessel God has chose to use. Leader of prayer, standing so tall, you answer the master's sacred call. You are a legend. Through Prayer Portal Ministry, you lead with fire, lifting souls higher, higher, and higher. With every word and every plea, you draw us closer to victory. You are a legend. A loving wife, so steadfast and kind, with a heart that reflects God's own mind. A teacher, guiding both young and old, sharing wisdom more precious than gold. You are a legend, a real woman of God indeed, showing in faith, planting each seed. Your life, a sermon loud and clear, a voice of hope we all revere. You are a legend. Oh, how that joy you freely bring, the way you come praising, rise and ring. Come on, praise God, man, you say, chasing in the dark, chasing the darkness far away. You are a legend. God goody, God sweet, you cry, with holy fire that reaches the sky. Your words awaken sleeping hearts, igniting faith where doubt, despair. You are a legend. And so today, we pass to say thank you for all the mighty things you do. God may continue to bless your way and strengthen you more with each new day. You are a legend. So then, shine bright, keep standing strong, keep lifting souls with praise and song. For through your life, we clearly see God's love in full reality. You are a legend. My brothers and sisters on the platform, can you tell me who this legend is tonight?
Sister Terry.
Sister Camille.
Sister Camille, indeed. Sister Camille, the family of Prayer Portal Ministry, we just want to say a big thanks to you for always showing up, praying for us, guiding us, and teaching us. You're very special to us, and we just continue to pray for you. We continue to ask God to bless and keep you and your family, and I know that he will bring you higher and higher. Just continue to be yourself, continue to work for him. Mighty God, you're a real woman of God. And I just want to share this with the platform, that the other day I bought something and I wanted it to reach to Sister Camille this night, but it would have happened that it reached before. And when Sister Camille was responding to me to say thanks, but instead of she just saying thank you, she was praying, my brothers and sisters, she was praying for me to show you how grateful she was, to show you how much she is a woman of God, how she believes in prayer. And as Sister Camille, we just want to say a big thanks to you tonight. And we love you, and we pray that God will continue to bless and keep you always. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Nigel, I was looking for the book to show them, but I had it in my bag that I brought to work, because I read it in the mornings. It's a lovely book that says, A Well-Watered Woman. And it has been such a strength to me, Brother Nigel. And so I want to publicly thank you, you know, for that expression of love. You know, I am so grateful for that book. I'm grateful for your kind words and your prayers. You know, I'm grateful for each of you here on Prayer Portal Ministries. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support, because truly this ministry would not have been the same without you. So God bless you. Thank you again. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to take the final one in this section, and then I'm going to just open up for a few more legends. But I'm going to go ahead and invite Sister Radian to come and come forth and present. Sister Radian.
Sister Shan.
Yes, sis.
Are you hearing me?
We are.
Can you skip to the other legend and then put me for last, please? Is that okay?
You are last, Sister Radian.
I am last? Yes. Whoa, I just joined. I'm so sorry. Let me go ahead then. So my legend is a woman of God who is fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. Her children call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. She displays an unwavering commitment to serving God and supporting our community. She often shares her testimonies with the people of God, and her strength inspires. Her compassion motivates, and her faith empowers us to be more. We thank her for being a shining light, guiding us with wisdom, love, and songs of praises. She is no other than Sister Terry McNeil. Can we just send up some hearts for
bless
Sister
the Lord.
Terry McNeil?
Praise God.
God made you special. God made you special, for there's no other who's just like you. Special you are. I remember my first time opening my video on one of our Zoom meetings. I was a bit shy because it was, you know, probably my first time leading in one of the devotions. And after it had ended, Sister Terry said, God bless you, Sister Radian. You look so beautiful. And I know she said that she probably took that lightly, but I never take her saying how beautiful I was lightly. From ever since, I got more confidence in joining and actually turning on my video. Well, tonight I couldn't because of where I am, but she gave me so much confidence. She is a woman of God that is so supportive. And when she sings, my God, and it's not just about singing and her voice, but she not only sings, but she ministers. Hallelujah. And when she ministers, it's like it touched something deep inside of you. And so we thank God for you, Sister Terry. We thank God for your ministry. You know, she released a single, Hiding Place. I hope you guys check it out on YouTube. It's a nice single, right? So she has been such a blessing to the ministry, and we bless God for you, Sister Terry. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Radian. God bless you. And I just want to add my bit in saying thank you so much to Sister Terry for serving. You know, Sister Terry is one of those, is the only leader among us who has two toddlers, you know, but it has never stopped her. She come to leadership meetings. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Sister Terry has been the one who has been doing the Rasta for Prayer Portal for 2+ years, you know, and sometimes, to be honest with you, sometimes I forget, Sister Terry will send it in the middle of the night. Sister Camille, approve this. And I will say, oh my God, I did not remember, you know, but she takes it seriously. And so it shows her commitment. And so Sister Terry, on behalf of the ministry, on behalf of the desk of the leadership, we want to, you know, let you know that we are grateful for your service in this ministry unto the Lord. Amen. You know, you Amen. Have given up so much. And we are grateful. The Lord has seen it and it has not gone unnoticed. I know personally that you have made many sacrifices to serve on this ministry, to serve on the leadership and to just be a part of it. And tonight I publicly want to say thank you. Thank you so much for all that you put in, and may God continue to bless you. Amen. And so on behalf of all of us here, we want you to know that we appreciate you. God bless you, Sister Terry. God bless you. To all the leaders, God bless you. Thank you. It's a pleasure serving alongside leaders like you. You make it so much easier when we can be in one accord, when we can, you know, just lift up other, because ministry is not easy. Leadership is not easy. But, you know, when you have persons like those who lead here at Prayer Portal, it is so much easier. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so God bless you. God bless you. God bless you to all the leaders. And as we wrap up this section, Sister Chantal is going to share just a PowerPoint presentation, just a few slides with our leaders. Go ahead, Sister Chantal. You ready?
Give me 1 minute, Sister Camille. You want to just go to Sister Pamela and then come back to me?
All right. I have Sister Terry's instrumental ready. Sister Terry, are you ready to go?
Yes, sis, I'm ready.
All right.
Steve,
is that the instrumental, sis?
There's a promised land with a destiny to thrive, to take the end from the wicked and die. My faith is to come in glory, my faith is to know the God he was dear. Oh my God, he had no fear. Something's gonna break, something's gonna break, something's gonna break. Something's gotta break. Something's gotta break. Something's gotta break. Gotta break. And a weakness for women didn't listen to his parents. His ignorance tried to defeat him, but no grace was kept in place. Destroyed in a million times. Because he thought he was perfect, young Delilah, who was his mate, tricked him right away on his way. Something's gonna break. Something's gotta 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 break. Something showed him. He couldn't see. He never tried to get on his knee. He was blinded by his lust.
She betrayed his love and trust to deliver him to his soul. His love is here on our way. Something's gotta break. 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 Oh, something's gotta break. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Something's got to break. But there are some clues in there somewhere. Anybody figure out who the legend was? That's Sister Terry did? I don't know, Sister Kenesha. I hear something about being blinded. And he didn't fall, like he fell on his knee. I hear something about blinded. And I hear a female name in there.
Samson and Delilah, I think.
Yes, because I heard Delilah, yes. Is it Samson, Sister Terry?
It's Samson. He was a promised child. He was born to fight the enemies.
Bless the Lord, yes. Yes, yes, Sister Kenesha, bless the Lord. So this is Brother Samson. Nice to meet you, Sister Terry, Brother Samson, tonight. In Jesus' name, praise God. Yes, it's true, Sister Kenesha. The trick we could have proper too. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, do we have anyone else who wants to go before we get ready to close off? Okay, go ahead, Sister Alicia, take it away.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I am going to read a poem, and then you're going to tell me who is this Bible character. So gentle, chosen and blessed, carried a promise deep in her chest. In quiet faith, though questions arose, she trusted the path that heaven chose. In Nazareth, she lived a humble life, a faithful woman, soon to be wife. Then came a message, both wonderful and mild. She would bear the son, God's son, a holy child. The angel spoke, do not fear. God's favor rests upon you here. With a heart so pure, she bowed her head. Let it be as your word said, through weary roads and to Bethlehem one night, guided by stars that shone so bright, she labored in stillness, quiet and low, where cattle and sheep and shepherds would soon come and go. She wrapped her child in a cloth so tight and held him close through the silent night. The Savior laid in a manger small, yet he was the King, the Lord of all. She pondered each moment deep in her heart, watching God's perfect plan unfold and start. Through joy and sorrow, she stayed near, a mother of courage, a woman sincere. At the cross where her dear son stood, she remained in strength as a mother would. Though pierced with grief, her faith stayed true, trusting God in all he would do. So faithful, so humble and wise, a shining light before our eyes. Her story whispers through time and space of quiet strength and amazing grace. Who am I?
Who is Sister Elisha tonight?
Mother of Jesus.
I can safely say Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yes, yes. Correct. Mary, mother of Jesus. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Well done, Sister Elisha. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Is there anyone else? I don't want persons to show up, you know, and wanted to, and put the thing together, and then, you know, you're ready to perform, and then Sister Camille don't give you the chance. So is there anyone else who would love to go ahead? Sister Sharon, is that an indication that you want to go? Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else? This is the final go. Oh, okay. Hello, Sister Sharon. Welcome. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. And so, brethren, guess what? We are at the end of tonight's service. Yes, man. It was a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We met. And so it's nice to meet you, Sister Elisha, Mary, Mother of Jesus. All right? We met some legend tonight, some persons I've never met before. I met them tonight. Amen? And we met some biblical legend. And some of you got a chance to meet some of the prayer portal legends. And there, guess what? There are some other legends here, right here in the congregation too. Amen? But tonight, we just wanted to highlight the leader legends. Amen? And so it was a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, you know, yes, the presence of the Lord was here, and we would have seen the talents being expressed, and we learned about these different characters. I hope that you are intrigued and ready to go read some more. I hope somebody says something that catch your attention, that allow you to want to go ahead and read on that particular legend. Amen. And prepare for the next time we have something like this. It may not be in this fashion, but it might just be something like this. And so, as we are getting ready to close, I'm going to hand over to Elder Edwards, who is just going to wrap us up and send us off Yes, if you want help with the announcements, Elder, then I'm here. But go ahead.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Can we bless send up a hallelujah Lord. Shout? Just shout a hallelujah, man. Release your mics and just shout hallelujah to the King.
Hallelujah!
Of hallelujah! 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 Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus tonight. I'm feeling happy. My spirit is soaring, you know. I met some wonderful people here on the platform tonight. And guess what? The talents just burst forth, and I just bless the Lord for this ministry.
Hallelujah.
And I bless the Lord for these people who are on the who are in this ministry. And I'm encouraging you, go use your talent to bring in some souls to Jesus and bring some members to this ministry so we can glorify the Lord together. Amen. Bless the Lord. I'm so elated tonight. On behalf of the leadership, I just want to thank you guys for expressing your feelings, your thoughts to us tonight. We are really appreciative, and we bless the Lord for you wonderful people. So as together we grow in the Lord, we learn from each other, we become molded in God, we become bonded in God. I just want to praise the Lord tonight, and I thank him for this opportunity and this ministry. To those who did not get a chance to share, I just want to open one more time, just one little time, so you can just come. I don't want you to go back, you know, because I can imagine how you practice and you prepare. I don't want that to be in vain. So I'll just open up the platform one time, one little bit more time. So if there's anybody who want to really share, I just give you the chance to go ahead now. Sister Chantel, are you ready? You ready now?
Yes, Elder.
Okay, go ahead.
Mimi, I'm sharing my video. Yes. I'm sharing from my phone, so it's giving me a little issue here. Give me a minute. Let me see if I can switch it the other way. Alright. Is that what I want to share? Oop. Let's see. I don't know why it's not sharing it. Should be able to share my drive. Oh my gosh. Are you seeing my drive? Are you seeing anything being shared? Nothing?
No, sis.
Nothing, sis.
Oh my God, again. Can I send it a video, Sister Camille?
Yes, please.
All right, let me send it a video instead.
All right, so while the video comes, Elder, I'm just going to just do the announcements, all right?
It's the announcements.
Okay. So while I get that ready, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. We invite you back this Saturday for our Bible study with our partnership ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry. And we begin at 8 p.m. Eastern time and 7 p.m. Central time, which is also Jamaica time. Amen. So I invite you to come on out and in preparation, just read the book of Romans chapter 1. That's where we started and that's still where we are, Romans chapter 1. So I invite you to read it just so that you are able to go along with it as the presenter shares. Amen. All right. And so that's this Saturday on the same platform using the same link with Faith Defender Bible Study Group. We also meet next Thursday for our own Bible study right here at Prayer Portal at 8 p.m. on Thursday and every other Thursday after that and every other Saturday after that. Amen. Bless the Lord. If you want to go back and, you know, listen to tonight's service, you can find it on our website at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com, and you will be able to access all our recordings from last year. Amen. So you can go back through and listen as you wish. Bless the Lord. Amen. And so I think I have the video ready, so I'm just going to share this very quickly that Sister Chantal wants to share as we close up, and then we'll close off in prayer. All right. I don't know. It's probably not going to play tonight, Sister Chantal. It's giving me, it says it cannot be played. There's a problem with the video. We'll get it out there though. We wanted, it was supposed to be a video that would have shown all the leaders, still a part of the appreciation for the leaders, all the leaders in it, their pictures, and each leader would have recently received a plaque, you know, from the leadership and membership of Prayer Portal.
Sorry, Sister Camille, let me try one more time.
All right.
I'm going to try one more time.
All right. It's not, it's saying download, but it's not.
Are you seeing it?
We're hearing, not seeing.
I don't understand why it didn't show. All right, let me go again. The video don't want to show tonight, best of luck. All right, I'm going to go again. All right. Let's share one more time. Let's see if it's going to show properly. Are you seeing it now? Are you seeing it?
No, it's we're hearing it, but we're not seeing anything.
It's showing me the visual on my
screen. I see something come up now. Play it again and see.
I'm gonna start it over. Seeing it? Not seeing the visual?
No.
Why?
Every time you pause it, it comes up like, you know, it's going to show. But
I wonder why.
But we will put it. We'll put it in the. Really wanted it to show, you know. But we'll put it in the group, so that you know others will be able to see. Amen. And we'll post it on our status and so on, so that people can see who really wanted to see it tonight. I'm not sure what is happening. Amen. Praise God. And so as we get ready to close, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight as we had our Meet the Legends time in the presence of the Lord. And we would have met some legends. And so we're just going to ask Elder, who's going to close us off in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us humble our heart as we go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we bless your name tonight. We thank you, O God, for the Bible, the Word of God, the truth of God. We thank you, O God, for all its contents. And Lord, as we read, Lord, we pray that you will help us to understand and to make its application to our lives. We thank you for all the wonderful people who represented you in that book, God, and share so that we can live by it. We thank you, Holy God, for this opportunity that we can come together to showcase, mighty God, our talents in presenting those, God, heroes. And so tonight, Lord, I pray that even as we had gone through tonight's proceedings, that it would have impacted us in some way, that we yearn to dig deeper into your word. We yearn to find out more about the people who represent you and your truth in the Bible. Father, we thank you for this ministry. And I pray, Holy God, that you will be with each and every one of us who is present here tonight on the platform. And you will be with every member and every associate of this group. Holy God, I pray that you continue to pour into us, mighty God, and that your Holy Spirit will continue to be with us. Thank you, God, that your presence has been felt among us tonight. And Lord God, we thank you for the leaders of this group. Lord, and I pray that you will continue to pour into us, to give us visions, to give us insights, mighty yes, God, Lord, that will help your people to be groomed and to grow in you. Mighty God, I pray that you touch each person here individually and collectively. You know us, almighty God. You know about our separate needs. And we believe, almighty God, that you can supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Father God, we thank you for sending your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, into this world so that the world through him can be saved, and that, God, we can have gatherings like this where we fellowship and worship and glorify you and call upon your name. Father God, those of us here who are low in the spirit, I pray, almighty God, that you will revive us in the name of Jesus. Those of us who are fearful. I pray that you will remove fear and you will pour into us that spirit of boldness. Mighty God, some of us have not yet recognized our gifts. I pray, Almighty God, for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that your gifts can be recognized in us and that we can use it for your glory. Mighty God, I surrender each home that is represented here tonight. And even as we exit this platform, I pray, Almighty God, that your Holy Spirit will walk with us, will talk with us. We are reminded tonight that they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I pray, God, that we will abide in your presence so that we can be overshadowed by you. And when we are overshadowed by you, God, then protection is at its fullest extent. And so, God, I pray that you touch us tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go before us. Walk behind us. Be above us, below us, all around us as we surrender to your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for each member. Thank you for each adherent. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the use of technology, mighty God, that we can come together and be refreshed in you. God, before this, some of us were like dry log, but God, you have poured into us and you have watered our souls. So continue to be with us as we surrender to you and we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, thank you to Jesus. Perseverance is the key, sister. Amen. And so I just hand over to you as we surrender to the Lord in Jesus'
name.